going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Harry Styles, it's Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Today feels like a weird day to me because I don't really know what people are doing. My kids are off school today. Is every school off today? I have no idea.
Your kids are off today?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's Good Friday. Well, they have spring break next week.
Oh, gotcha.
So
okay.
I think that their school is just getting a head start on spring break.
Yeah, they're like, we might as well just shut it down.
But I know some schools had spring break like a month ago, so I don't know if they have today off with Easter being on Sunday.
Hmm.
And I know some people take today off, you know, to have a long holiday weekend.
But not us. We're here.
We're here.
Rocking. We're jamming. It's Friday.
Yeah. What has you feeling good this morning? 216-474-0104. Your good vibe. It's bringing you joy. Maybe it's spring break next week. Maybe it's seeing the family on Sunday for Easter. Let us know. 216-474-0104. Good vibes are coming up.
We're just getting started. Bill and Alyssa with confessions, conversations, and Cleveland next on the Q Morning Show. Cleveland's Q104. Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 655 on Q104.
We are going to Brooklyn this morning to talk to Shannon. Shannon, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good vibes. Share yours with us.
So this is in a couple months, but because I've been planning, it's kind of on my mind. But here in a couple months, one of my best friends and I were about to go on a trip to Scotland, and I have never been there before. And so because I've been planning, it's just, you know, it's getting closer and I'm really getting excited for it. So it's really got me in a good mood lately.
How fun.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Why Scotland? How did you end up choosing Scotland for your trip?
I kind of always wanted to visit. I've never been to, you know, the UK or that side, you know, of the world before. I've only been out of the country once. And so there's a whole bunch of countries over there I would love to visit. But I was just talking with this friend and she was like, yeah, one of the places that I would really love to visit is Scotland. And I was like, actually, I would really like to go there, too. And so, you know, we were like, well, maybe we'll plan something. And then it was maybe January. I decided to look at tickets on a whim, and they were really cheap. So we just decided to go for it.
Oh, that is a good vibe.
I'm assuming that you've been doing your research, too. What is the one place in Scotland that you really want to see and check out?
I am really excited to be on the Isle of Skye, just because there's some really beautiful, like, scenery. And like, you know, I don't know if you're into hiking, but I am. And so I'm excited for that, but I'm really excited to see the fairy pools. There's just all kinds of like beautiful landmarks there that I'm really looking forward to.
Ah, the fairy pools.
See, my mind is never on sightseeing. I'm wondering, what are you most excited to eat or drink?
Right. So we actually just booked reservations at, this is a big leap for me, but I've been saving for this since we booked our tickets. And so I was like, I'm just going to do it. We actually booked reservations at a Michelin star restaurant for our first night there.
Mm. Oh, get it. Oh, that's going to be so good.
I'm so excited.
I love this good vibe. Thank you, Shannon, for calling and sharing this with us, and have the vacation of a lifetime.
Thank you so much.
216-474-0104. That's how you share your good vibe. You can call us. You can leave us a text. Good vibes every morning on the Q Morning Show. Q104. So good to have you here this morning. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa on Q104. Tomorrow, my family and I are leaving on our first family vacation, I think, since 2019. This will be our longest family vacation that we've taken. We've had like little mini trips here and there, like an overnight trip to Pittsburgh or a day at Cedar Point or something like that, like a little mini. It's not like we haven't had fun in the past 6 years, but.
Right. But this is like your first, it's a very long overdue trip that you're taking.
We also move cross country. So that felt like, well, that wasn't really a vacation, but.
Not a vacation, but once you do that, you don't want to go anywhere for a while.
So my to-do list is very long today. Like I have a notes app going and I'm just clicking things off the notes app.
Oh, I bet. I know the day before vacation, it's always like the biggest checklist of things to do.
Yeah. Like we have to board Myrtle at the dog farm tonight. Just make sure that I haven't packed. I haven't even started packing.
You haven't packed?
No.
Bill!
It's the last thing I like to do because I like to have all the clothes washed and ready to go so I don't have to look for anything. It's just all right there. It's not going to take me long. But as I'm pulling out, I keep adding things to the list, which is really annoying me. Like I'm pulling out of the driveway this morning and I'm looking at my lawn and I'm like, it's getting kind of long and shaggy. And I'm like, I'm going to be gone for an entire week. Maybe I should mow it today.
No.
Today is so nice. It's going to be so nice. I think I have to. I think it's going to annoy my neighbors if I don't mow today.
See, here's the issue is that if you mow your lawn today before you go away for a week and that's the reason why you're doing it, then you're going to make me feel like I need to go buy a lawnmower this weekend. And I don't want to do that because our lawn is starting to look the same way. We don't even have the tools to do anything about it at this moment.
Even if you don't buy a lawnmower today, you need to start making your plans because lawn mowing season is almost here.
No, I know. I thought that yesterday as I was walking in and I was like, oh, it's getting kind of long. I'm just like, I've been trying to not think about it.
Some of my neighbors have mowed. And I think I need to mow. I can't leave my lawn the way it is for another week. I think I have to mow it today.
I think you could. Do it for me. Okay? Make me feel better about this. Let me have one more week of solitude of not having to worry about my lawn. Leave it.
Are you going to be the lawn mowing person in your house? Is that going to be your chore?
God, I hope not.
Not Bryce's? Has Bryce even mowed a lawn before?
According to him, he has. I never have. Ever in my life. Mm-hmm. So according to him, he has. But I saw the lawn that he grew up with, and it was not very big. So
you wouldn't have this problem if you would have stayed downtown, if you would have kept the apartment downtown.
Oh,
you
yeah. Bill.
Hate to keep bringing that up.
But. Yeah, you still thinking that I made a mistake by moving out of downtown. Jeez.
Red Flag Friday. Taryn is going to join us this morning. So Taryn has noticed a red flag. This is something she's been dealing with this past week. And now it's like she's thinking, is this a red flag for the entire relationship? Red Flag Friday, next on the Q Morning Show.
Q104, right after this.
Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show on Red Flag Friday. Also on Good Friday, but also Red Flag Friday. So what happens here is, you're in a new relationship, most likely, and everything is going good, but then something happens. Either something happens or you notice something and now you're concerned about the future of the relationship. You're thinking it might be a red flag that might end everything. Taryn is joining us right now. Taryn, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Tell us about the red flag that you've noticed because we want to hear about it And we might have some good advice. We can tell you if it's a red flag or not, and our listeners are really helpful at that as well. So what's going on with you?
Okay. I'm just wondering what you guys think about this, because I might be the red flag. I don't know.
Oh.
Have we ever had... Now, that's happened before, I think, that we would tell someone, hey, you're overreacting or whatever.
Yeah, like, you are actually the red flag.
You know, I might be, but also I think what he did is a red flag.
Okay. Mm. So what did he do?
So I've been dating this guy for a couple of months and, you know, nothing too serious. But the other week, out of the blue, he asked me if I would be up for meeting his parents.
Mm.
Is it too soon to meet the parents?
I think it's a little too soon, but it's kind of like a gray area. So I said, okay, sure. You know, I'd love to meet your parents.
Yeah, because, okay. Like, what else do you say? Like, no.
I mean, it's weird. It's not been that long, but I don't know. So then he informs me. He says, okay, everything is all set for Easter Sunday, this Sunday.
Mm.
And I told him, I am not meeting your parents on Easter Sunday. And he got upset at me.
Is the red flag his reaction to... All of a sudden, you committed to meeting his parents, but then you decided not to meet his parents on Easter Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of pressure, you know? I mean, he went on and on about how his parents are very Catholic, and it's important for them to meet, you know, the woman that their son is dating. And I was like, this is way too much pressure. Like, I have no problem meeting your parents, but I was thinking something a little more casual.
Seems reasonable.
It's just a lot. And, you know, and then he says... I was also hoping you might consider attending church with us.
Oh, no.
Mm.
And at that, I'm like, no way, because I'm not even Catholic. So, you know, why would I go to a Catholic service with you and your parents?
Mm.
Okay.
So that's how my week has gone.
Oh, boy.
I mean, he's calmed down a little bit, and now he says he doesn't care about the Sunday. But I'm just, it kind of freaked me out. I'm a little freaked out about how he reacted to all of this. And so I'm curious, like, is this a red flag? Because I don't know if I should see him anymore at all.
I don't know that I would go that far to say, like, end it all. But, you know, I will say, Taryn, I'm not Catholic either. This would also be something that I would pump the brakes on.
I do think it's something that you need to be conscientious of.
Mm-hmm.
Because... growing up, I was a good little Catholic boy.
Okay.
And so I'm thinking about like what his motivations might be. Because yes, you want to please your parents. You want to be able to introduce a nice girl to your parents. And then when you have a religious family, I would never have asked someone to come to a Catholic mass though with me if they weren't Catholic. So that makes me afraid that he might want to convert you to Catholicism. Like, he's thinking way down the road.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I know it would have made my parents very happy if I would have married another Catholic and I would have gotten married in the Catholic Church. However, I did not do that.
You ran off to Vegas.
The exact opposite of getting married in a Catholic church.
Exactly.
I got married in a chapel in Vegas. So that did not make my parents happy, but then, you know, they are mature enough to realize that it's my life, it's my decision, and they can have an opinion, but they really can't, you know, direct me. But so that whole dynamic makes me a little nervous growing up in a Catholic family.
Did you talk to him at all about going to Mass and like why you didn't want to go?
We didn't really get into it that deep because him asking me to meet his parents, that already kind of felt like a big step. And so then with the added layer of it being Easter Sunday, I mean, even if you're not Catholic, like Easter is still a holiday that, you know, people.
It's a family gathering.
It's a family gathering.
Yeah, I totally get what you mean. That's a big ask.
216-474-0104. Is this a red flag for Taryn? You know, he also said he's not mad at you anymore. So maybe it's not that bad. Like, maybe he just really wanted you to go on Sunday, but now realized that it you're not cool with it. So maybe he's cool with it now. So maybe it's not that big of a red flag.
Yeah, maybe not.
Your thoughts next. 216-474-0104. Red Flag Friday on the Q Morning Show. Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Red Flag Friday. We want to give some good advice to Taryn, who has been dating a guy for, it hasn't been long, right? Just a couple of weeks?
Just a couple of months, I think she said.
And things have been going well. But then this weekend, he has invited Taryn to meet the parents. And she thought maybe a little too soon, but things are going well enough. Like, yeah, I'll meet the parents.
Yeah, she was like, sure.
But then he got specific and said, I want you to meet my parents on Easter Sunday. And if you're comfortable with it, I'd love for you to come to Mass with us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Taryn is like, I'm out. And is this a red flag in the relationship? Karina right now in Willowick. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for listening to us. What do you think? Is this a red flag for Taryn?
I definitely think it's a big red flag. It's too early. It's too big of an ask. And that's a lot of pressure, especially meeting the parents and then adding a holiday like Easter on top of it. Especially if you're a big Catholic family, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, so I think so too. Would you say that, I mean, she's thinking, I'm thinking about ending the relationship. I don't know if I want to go that far yet.
Maybe set some boundaries in the beginning so you don't, you know.
Yep. I totally agree. I think boundaries is exactly where she needs to start right now.
I'm not saying red flag. I'm saying caution flag.
Yeah, I don't think that it's a red flag in the sense of like drop it all. Like and that's what I said to her too. I don't think that this is worth ending it over by any means. But you've got to be in a comfortable situation. And you want to be in a comfortable situation to meet the parents, meet the family.
Let's go to, I think we have a married couple calling in at the same time. Is this Becky and Joe?
Yes.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's going on? What do you think about Red Flag Friday?
We think that she is the red flag.
Oh, you think Taryn's the red flag?
Oh.
And we
do. Why is that?
We do. She wants him to change his whole life. Like, that's who he is. If she doesn't accept that, that's understandable. Nothing wrong with that, but maybe
it's just not a big deal to me.
Not right for him.
Sorry, I just interrupted him. We're married.
Yeah,
you know,
it happens all the time, right?
But yeah, I think I agree with Joe, and I don't think it's a big deal that he's just asking her to meet his parents. It's not that he's not asking her to marry him. He's not asking her to become Catholic. He's like, hey, it's a holiday weekend. My family's, you know, I'm getting together with my parents. That's a good time to meet them. And just so happens it's Easter. They're a big Catholic family. I mean, it's not a big deal.
And that's why I say caution flag, because it is way, way, way too early for some of this stuff. And you know what? This guy might realize that Taryn's not right for him.
He might want to
marry someone who shares the same faith as him.
Yeah. Or even if they're not the same faith, like maybe he wants to be with someone who's just a little more relaxed and is not so hung up on why doesn't she want to meet his parents? Not that big of a deal. What if it was his friends? What if it was his siblings? Would she still be freaking out over it?
I don't know.
It's not a big deal.
I think this is just the parents, and I think the fact that it's Easter Sunday and it's the holiest of holidays for Catholics on Sunday. And I think that's what kind of freaks her out a little bit. 216-474-0104 if you have anything to add. I say give it some more time. What do you say, Alyssa?
I was going to say, you know, I just thought of this. Maybe, just maybe, this guy is seeing Easter as an opportunity to bring Taryn around so that she can actually meet, like, everybody. I know that that's, like, so much pressure, but maybe he really likes her and is like, this is the one time that, like, my family is going to all be together for the next couple of months. Come on over. It's going to be fun. He might be looking at this through a totally different lens than Taryn is.
Right.
And I think that, like, the fact that he's not mad about it, not a red flag.
If you're right, however, Alyssa, I think that's way worse to meet everybody.
Maybe he's really into her.
Well, that's fine.
He just wants to show her off to his fam.
Just slow down a little bit.
Pump the brakes.
The Q Morning Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Q104. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. People are going to think I'm making this up, and I'm not making this up. And when I tell you what just happened, Alyssa isn't even going to get, you're not even going to get it. Like, you're not going to understand. But we have caller ID in here.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work well.
Okay.
Like, most of the time, when the caller ID, when the phone rings, it'll just say Cleveland, Ohio.
Right, yeah.
Or Parma, Ohio.
Yeah.
Or it will say wireless caller.
Yeah, it's not very specific. Like, we don't often see, like, too much more info.
Rarely do we see people's first and last names. I mean, rarely.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the phone calls that was coming in while we were on the air, so we couldn't answer it, while we were talking about Red Flag Friday, the name on the caller ID, here's what it read to me. Pontius, and then the first name of the person. I'm assuming Pontius is the last name. It said Pontius, and then the person's first name. It was Pontius. On Good Friday, Pontius was calling.
Pontius, let me Google this.
You're not going to get it because you were not raised in the Catholic Church.
Oh, ha!
But anybody who is Catholic right now is going, ha, 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 I can't believe that happened on Good Friday.
I feel so left out. I don't know what the funny is. I don't know what the joke is. But I'm so happy that you're laughing.
I have never seen that before ever in my life. And the fact that it happened on Good Friday that Pontius was calling.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, some would say that Pontius ruined Jesus' Friday.
Oh, okay.
Put it that way.
Okay.
He washed his hands of the whole thing. Again, you had to be there.
I guess so.
There are no religious questions coming up this morning during Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Thank goodness.
But we do have tickets for you to go see the Cleveland Orchestra and their Easter performance.
Ooh.
Tomorrow night at Severance Hall. So hang on, we're playing in about 10 minutes. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. You've got the Q Morning Show. So I'm leaving on a family vacation tomorrow, and I want to do something on my vacation that guests did on the most recent season of White Lotus, specifically one family. And it's not that I'm going to make my family pina coladas.
Oh, you're not. Okay.
All right. That's a joke that I don't think you get because
I didn't.
You're not up to date on the, but anybody who watched White Lotus is they're hysterical right now. No, that was not a spoiler either.
Okay. Yeah, it didn't spoil anything for me, but now I'm curious.
I'm trying to get you to watch the most recent season of White Lotus. But what is that specific thing? I'll explain next. Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. So on the most recent season of White Lotus.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not spoiling anything here by saying this. It's just a minor plot detail. But I want to replicate it on my vacation next week. And that is when the guests get to the White Lotus in Thailand, they all have to put their phones in a bag.
I did see that part, actually, because remember I started to watch the first episode?
And they give, yeah, okay. So you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
So you have to give up. You don't have to, but it's highly encouraged at the White Lotus to give up your phone. And you, and the person who takes care of you for the entire week, the concierge or whoever they are, you put your phone in the bag and then they will keep it safe for you and return it to you when your vacation is over. And I think that's fantastic. I want to do that.
I think you actually might be able to. If you were ever able to do it for any vacation, this one would be the one, because you're going on a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Your boys' phones aren't going to really work.
That's, yeah, it might be done for us.
Yeah.
Because you're exactly right. Their phones are not going to work. But there's a debate going on between my wife and I, and the kids, for that matter. Like, my wife is nervous about keeping track of them on the boat. Like, she says, well, are we ever going to have to text them if we ever get separated? If they want to do something different than what we want to do, are we going to need to text them at some point on the boat? So she's nervous about that. And then, of course, Will is just completely panicked that he's not going to have his phone for a couple of days.
He'll be fine.
We all are going to be fine. We need to disconnect. We really need to do that.
Yeah, I mean, we did it by force when we went on a cruise a couple years ago, because you don't have service.
Yeah.
Internet costs like so much per day on the boat that I was like, totally not worth it.
Yeah, we looked into it. It's like $18 a day for Wi-Fi. And I don't know if that's for one phone or for the entire family. It's probably,
that's probably for one phone.
One phone?
Probably for one phone. Well, because I won't get into this, but like, I looked at packages and like, it was going to be like $100 a day for me to get like the Netflix watching package on the boat. So I was like, no, we're not doing that.
Why would you, if you're on a boat, why would you even spend any time watching Netflix?
I want to watch something when I go to Sleepy's. I like to have a little show on.
Totally not worth it. Don't they have anything on in the room?
They had a couple of, it was a Disney cruise, so they had some Disney movies. So we watched some Pirates of the Caribbean. But what I was going to say is that they do have, I know when we went on ours, almost like a messaging app for the cruise that I will say was pretty handy.
Okay.
For actually getting in touch with other family members on the boats.
We'll look into that. Maybe they have an option like that, and I'm just not aware of it yet.
Yeah, it's not something I knew about until we were on the boat, actually, and realizing that like we couldn't really text each other. Then we were like, oh, well, we could do it in the app. But that's a thing for you to figure out later.
Yeah.
I really don't even think you will need your phone, though.
I hope not.
I mean, hope not.
That's the goal. I think it's okay to be inaccessible for a few days and for everybody to have conversations with each other, learn things about each other.
Yeah, you go.
That's what I'd like. Okay, obviously, we are overwhelmed with details right now. Anybody listening to Alyssa's College of Knowledge might have already realized that. We will play correctly at 8:55 this morning. The Q Morning Show, it's Q104.
More Q104 next.
Friday morning, the Q Morning Show, Q104, Bill and Alyssa. So tomorrow, my spring break will start.
Officially.
Yeah. I guess it kind of starts for my kids this morning. They don't have school this morning. They're off school all next week. So my family and I are going on spring break. This is our first vacation, like a long extended vacation as a family since 2019.
Pre-COVID.
And we're going to go on a cruise leaving out of Miami, but we're driving to Miami.
That's such a Midwest dad thing for you to do. I asked him this months ago. I was like, are you flying or driving? He's like, oh, we're driving. I was like, of course you are.
This is the first time that I've mentioned it on the show. But I've been telling, you know, my acquaintances, my friends, you know, what I'm doing for the past few months. And I would say there's no one is really thinking this is a good idea.
To drive?
Right.
Yeah, because like, it's not.
People are dreading the fact that I'm doing it.
I mean, I'm dreading it a little bit for you. I'm just happy I'm not going to be in the car.
But, I mean, it seemed like the most cost-effective way to get down there.
Yeah, I can't fault you for that.
Because 4 airline tickets were pretty astronomical.
I bet.
And we have some time. The boat doesn't leave until Monday, and we're going to leave tomorrow morning. We have some friends in Daytona Beach that we're going to stop and visit. Wherever we have to stop wherever we are on Sunday night at 7, we have to stop to go watch the Cavs game. So hopefully we're in a good spot to go check into a hotel or stop at a sports bar because the Cavs playoff game is Sunday night.
Hopefully, even if you're not, Bill is going to find somewhere to watch that game. If it's a rundown bowling alley, whatever. He's finding somewhere to watch it.
But that is a 19-hour drive, according to Apple Maps.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And so I thought that I'd get psyched up for this trip a little bit. If you would let me know your road trip horror story.
Oh, you're going to psych yourself up yes. with horror stories.
Yes. I okay. want you to add to my anxiety right now. 216-474-0104. It was the road trip that you went on. Maybe a family vacation. Maybe it was a trip to Florida. Maybe it was somewhere else.
And it was unforgettable for all the wrong reasons.
Because something terrible happened. What? Let me know what might happen so I can anticipate these things. 216-474-0104. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Someone texted in, 216-474-0104. $60 flight to Miami. Bad move, bro.
Oh.
Was it? Could I have found a flight that cheap?
Probably for Miami.
I don't remember. I mean, we booked this thing last year. I don't remember.
Yeah, you've had it booked for a while. And yeah. you also have known that you're going to drive. Yeah. Like the whole time. So I'm sure you weren't like actively searching.
I can't change anything now.
It's too late to do anything about it. He's driving.
Can't turn back now. Wait, hold on. No, this is Megan. Megan in Westfield Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me your road trip horror story.
So this happened probably when I was in middle school, and it's still talked about 20 some odd years later, whenever we go on vacation.
Oh, so this is going to be good.
Yes. So my dad was stopping to get gas for us and put his wallet on top of the car. That's what he always did. And then we proceeded to leave to head to northern Michigan about 5.5 hours from where we stopped.
With the wallet on top of the car?
With the wallet still on the car that we didn't realize that's where it was until we got about halfway through Michigan, and Mom then had to drive the rest of the way. And then our neighbor called and said, hey, so the state police have your wallet.
Yeah!
Whoa!
And so Mom and Dad drove back to Toledo the next day, and Mom drove. Because she did such a good job and still had her license.
Yeah.
And then, well, Nancy, you drove all the way here. Why don't you drive back? So Mom made that trip 3 times because she did such a good job.
Okay. And then by the time she got back for the third, she asked for a divorce.
No, but it's just like been a story that we've shared every time we've gotten ready for a vacation of... You know, don't forget your wallet. Make sure you have your wallet when you get back in the car. So make sure you have your wallet when you're stopping to get gas on this 19-hour road trip.
I have so many thoughts here. The first one, putting the wallet on top of the car. I'm going to repeat the texter. Bad move, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, it was, for sure. And I mean, it was the 90s. So, you know.
The other thing that I notice is that your dad, he refused to drive the car if he didn't physically have his driver's license in the car with him. Is that the reason why?
Yeah.
What like, a law-abiding citizen.
Right, but
yeah.
I think that if you get pulled over and you don't have your license, I think it's a few extra steps, but I think that you can still prove that you actually have a license.
You definitely can.
Yeah, I don't think it's a...
There probably was, but, you know.
Better safe than sorry. That's exactly, a Midwest dad.
Yes. And so he's been gone for almost 20 years. And so it's still a story that we share whenever we need like a good, funny memory about Dad. So, yeah.
Oh, that's
make sure
awesome.
You have your wallet with you throughout the trip.
Thank you, Megan, for the tip. I appreciate
welcome.
It very
You're welcome.
Much.
Have a wonderful vacation.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Let's go to Marissa in North Royalton. Marissa, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Tell us about your road trip horror story.
So my family went on a road trip to Florida when I was about 7. It was me, my mom, my dad, my 2 sisters, and we had to stop for gas somewhere, just kind of like in the middle of nowhere. I don't have a town name, but I had to get out of the car because I had to use the bathroom. So I went to the bathroom, and as I was leaving, I see my dad getting into the car and driving the minivan out of the gas station and back onto the road and just completely leaving me there.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Was your dad like, you know what, she's got five more minutes, and if she's not out here, I'm going.
I swear, I'm going to start this car up and leave without her.
To be fair, I don't even feel like he knew that I was in the bathroom. Like, I think he just assumed that I'd, which is kind of on me.
Well, I hope so. I hope that was the case. I hope he wasn't trying to get away from you.
I don't think so, but I start trying to chase the car down because it's like they're driving away and I don't know where I am. And this is a free cell phone, so I don't have a way to call them. So I'm like running, and obviously they can't see me. I'm like really small. I'm like seven or, you know, little. So I'm like running, and I start freaking out because I think I'm never going to see them again. Like, I have no idea where I am.
Oh, I bet.
Or like GPS, like, you know, I'm like, they're never going to find me. So yeah, that was like very stressful.
Did they come back?
No, my name is Marissa, and I was adopted 2 years later, and I finally got my life together, and now I'm telling my story. Now I'm on a search for my real parents.
Exactly. I feel like one of my sisters was like, where is she? And then I think my parents were like, oh no. And they realized they had to turn around. But I think they had to get to the next exit until they could.
Yeah.
Turn around.
That is anytime you miss an exit. Like I do this all the time. Like on 90, like I forget where I'm going, and then I miss an exit. And for some reason, getting to the next exit feels like it takes an hour.
It really does.
And it really, you're only like 5-10 minutes out of your way. I can't imagine what it would feel like for a parent knowing that their child, they left their child back at the rest area or the rest stop or the
gas
station.
Imagine what it felt like for her at 7 years old.
Yeah. Were you like super scared? Like, what did you do? Like, where did you go? Did you just stay at the side of the road?
Well, I was super freaked out. And then I didn't really know what to do. So I was like, I just need to go inside. Like, it had like a little, you know, convenience store type thing.
Yeah.
And I think the adults working there were like, where are your parents? And then I was like, oh, they left. They didn't realize that I wasn't in the car and they left. But they were really nice. They gave me like a snack and I got to have some stuff from the vending machine. So that was
good
at least.
Yeah. I bet it happens all the time.
I hope not. But
then again, working at a gas station on the side of the road.
Yeah, that might be a common occurrence.
It was traumatizing. So hopefully not. But
Marissa, we're so happy that that story had a happy ending for you.
I'm glad it had a happy ending too.
All right, what do we learn? When I stop for gas, keep the wallet in the car.
Make sure you got the kids in there, too.
Keep the kids in the car.
Yeah.
Good one. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104, The Q Morning Show. Morgan Wallen dropped a new song last night. It is another collaboration with Post Malone. Morgan Wallen loves working with Post Malone, and maybe the other way around, because this is their second time doing it. Morgan Wallen, he can't quit Post Malone.
No.
I can't quit you.
Is that a song?
Yeah. Well, movie line.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That is like the third joke that I've said on the show today that has gone completely over Alyssa's head. And maybe there's more that I'm not aware of.
I just need to start courtesy laughing more. I'm sorry.
Don't do that. That is the worst thing. The worst thing that you could possibly do. So Morgan Wallen, Post Malone, this dropped last night. I Ain't Coming Back. Alyssa, notice that one lyric in the song. I'm not Jesus. Just another reason why I'm not coming back.
I was like, it's Good Friday. Like, what a line.
That's exactly why they dropped that song last night, right? Because they wanted that song out on Good Friday because of that line.
I guess.
Coming up this morning, we have Gin Blossoms tickets. Gin Blossoms at MGM Northfield in July. So we've got that, and we're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge one more time. Hang on, we need someone to play in about 10 minutes.
The Q Morning Show with Bill and Alyssa.
Good morning.
Hey.
Wake up, it's the morning process.
Success on Q104. Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Chris in Independence, good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Your five questions, here they come, Chris.
Okay.
Question one. What is the name of the marshmallow candy shaped like chicks or bunnies?
Peeps.
Question two. The Cavs begin their playoff run Sunday night at 7 p.m. How many wins did the Cavs end up with in the regular season? Was it 74, 64, or 54?
74.
Our third question. If I ask for an Eggs Benedict, how do I want my eggs prepared?
Like sloppy and wet?
Going to need an official name for that.
Oh, I don't know. I have one of those little metal things. They boil it?
Question four. Actress Amy Lou Wood from White Lotus had a tough week. She was offended that during a sketch, Saturday Night Live made fun of what?
Her hands. I don't know.
All right, final question. Name the rabbit that hops down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, Easter's on his way.
Peter Cottontail.
All right, let me count you up here. I have you down for two.
Okay.
Let's get Alyssa back in here.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
What do you have planned on Easter weekend, Chris?
Eating with the family.
How many people are coming over?
I think 13.
That's a large amount. Do you have a ham?
I'm ordering one. Cheating.
What? That's cheating?
Yeah.
Why would that be cheating? Alyssa, meet Chris in Independence.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Alyssa.
Chris says it's cheating to order a ham on Easter Sunday. Is that cheating? I wouldn't know what else to do. Of course I would order one.
What's not cheating? Going out and getting the ham, like getting the pig yourself? Like, what?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I don't have time to cook it this year.
That's not cheating, though. Give yourself some credit.
Not at all, especially if you're hosting 13 people.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
All right. So Chris went 2 for 5 today, Alyssa. You need 2 questions right to tie and 3 to win. My goodness, are you okay?
Water went down the wrong tube.
That's all right.
Yep, good.
You think you're fine now?
Okay, now I'm fine. Sorry.
Please don't apologize if you're choking.
Okay, well, I don't think I'm choking, so I'm sorry.
All right, as long as I don't have to come over there and perform first aid.
No, I'm okay. I'm okay.
All right, your 5 questions, Alyssa. What is the name of the marshmallow candy shaped like chicks or bunnies?
Ugh, Peeps.
Peeps is correct.
Can you tell I don't like them?
Who does like them? Nobody likes them.
My mother. My mother loves Peeps, and she always puts them in my Easter basket just to take them for herself. And I'm like, girl, just buy yourself the Peeps. I don't want them.
Chris, are you going to have Peeps at the house on Sunday with the ham?
I am, but I'm laughing that she's still getting an Easter basket.
Easter baskets are for everyone. Don't get me going on this again.
Question number two. The Cavs begin their playoff run Sunday night at 7 p.m. How many wins did the Cavs end up with in the regular season? Was it 74, 64, or 54?
I'm going to say 74.
Sorry, it was only 64.
Dang.
Only 64, I
think. I know.
As if that wasn't impressive or anything. 64 wins was fantastic. All right, question three. If I ask for an Eggs Benedict, how do I want my eggs prepared?
Is that like the over hard?
I'm looking for a specific answer here.
Over medium?
Poached is the answer.
Oh, okay. Yep. No, you're right. That is the correct answer.
Question four. Actress Amy Lou Wood from White Lotus had a tough week. She was offended that during a sketch, Saturday Night Live made fun of what?
Her teeth.
Her teeth is correct.
I think her teeth are so cute. I don't care what anyone says. I think that they are adorable.
Final question. Speaking of people with funny looking teeth, name the rabbit that hops down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, Easter's on his way. Who is it?
the Easter Bunny? No, it's Peter Rabbit. Is it? No. Oh my gosh, I need to sing the song.
Gonna need an answer.
I don't know.
Peter Cottontail is the answer.
Oh my gosh. Yep, that's what it is.
Well, you are lucky you got the Amy Lou Wood question because that guaranteed your tie today with Chris. Chris only got the Easter questions.
Okay. Well, that was tough.
We'll have to settle for a tie today. 2-2.
Yeah, I will take that tie happily.
Chris, we know you have a busy weekend planned. You're ordering the ham. You have 13 people coming over to your house on Sunday. However, do you think you might be able to choose a few of those people to go with you to Severance Hall on Saturday night to see the Cleveland Orchestra?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Then we will set you up with tickets for Saturday night.
Thank you. My name is Chris, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Thank you for choosing us this morning, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa, we know what I'm doing this weekend. 19 hours in a car to get to Florida. What are you doing this weekend?
What am I doing? WrestleMania. WrestleMania is this weekend. Bryce and I will be on the couch.
Oh, it's on TV.
It's on TV. Yeah. We'll be watching Saturday and Sunday. It's like the Super Bowl for wrestling fans. So
how often doesn't it happen more than once a year though?
Because
just once a year, WrestleMania once a year. That's
it. Yeah, just once a year.
Oh.
WrestleMania. There's a lot of other events that happen that are pretty big. Like we had SummerSlam last year. That's a pretty big event.
That's what I'm thinking of. Has WrestleMania ever come to Cleveland?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay, but if it did, you would be there.
Oh yeah, we would go. We went I think 2 years ago when it was in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And we went for that. It was super fun.
Okay, so that's on TV. You'll be on the couch watching wrestlers wrestle.
Yep. Might even get out there and do a little gardening this weekend. If it's nice. Only if the weather permits, of course.
Okay. See, if you hadn't told me what you told me yesterday, I wouldn't be laughing right now. Okay?
Hey, take it how you want.
You know what else is going on this weekend? And I'm kind of bummed that I'm not going to be in town and I'm going to miss it. There's soccer this weekend at Huntington Bank Field.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I saw that. Isn't the Columbus Crew here?
Columbus Crew is here and they're going to play Inter Miami. And that means Messi's in town.
I don't know what that means.
Messi is what I think is the most popular soccer player to middle school kids and younger kids.
Okay.
In fact, like if you want to relate to, like, say, Drew, who's 10 years old, or even Will, who's in middle school, talk about Messi or Ronaldo. That's what they argue about all the time.
Really?
Who's the best soccer player, Messi or Ronaldo? Like, they get into fights about it at school, not like literal like punching fights, but it's constantly debated at middle school.
I got to check out soccer. I feel like all the kids these days are really into soccer, and I got to see what it's all about. I've never watched a soccer game.
Yeah. Just bring up Messi. Or chicken jockey. They seem to like that these days.
Chicken jockey.
Messy or chicken jockey, and you're all set with the middle school.
Those are the buzzwords.
All right. Red Flag Friday coming up, the Q Morning Show.
Q104 will be right back.